A place where Christ leads, where people care, and where lives are changed. You might say that's the mission statement of the organization in downtown Fresno, ministering to women and children in crisis since 1955. That organization, the Evangel Home of Fresno. And this is the weekly radio voice of the Evangel Home. Welcome to Heartline. Glad you could join us today. Here's your Heartline host, Jim Tuck.
It is just a delight, as always, to turn on the little machine and have a chat with some folks here at Evangel Home. And today is something I'm not sure we've ever done before, Jerry, in 12 or 14 years, whatever it is, having two of our staff members here to talk about their areas of responsibility and what's going on looking into the holiday time. So we want plenty of time with them. Let's make an introduction and we'll have a chat. Because one of them's got to go fix lunch.
You know what? She's probably still got corn and beans on her hand. She tried to use that as an excuse not to come on the radio. We have Cynthia, who is our cook, and we have Joyce, who's our volunteer coordinator. And this time of year, they're both into high gear, extra activities. And so I just thought it would be a really good time for them to share what goes on in their particular areas and what their needs might be for right now.
Great. Cynthia, let's talk about food prep, because you got to get back to it. You got a meal to put on the table.
Yes.
This time of year is different in your area of responsibilities. How?
Oh, wow. Responsibilities. There's a lot of responsibility. The kitchen is just not cooking, but it's, preparing the food and making sure there's food. And I am very thankful. Oh, yes, picking up food. I mean, that's not easy, but God gives me the strength to do that. And also, too, just in everything, first of all, I just want to thank all the donors that donate to Evangel Home, food-wise, everything they donate. We're just really in the need this year, it seems like, because when I was working downstairs in basement, I'm cleaning and dusting and, you know, just cleaning up there, and it seems really, really low with everything. Mm. I mean, especially the canned food, paper products, that's getting very low. Just other things in the kitchen that we use daily here for the women and children here. So
there's more call for meals, more call for food, and right now supplies are low.
Mm-hmm.
We need food.
Yes.
And no more important time of the year than right now because of the increased demand. And it's more than that. It's the whole emotional connection that we as a culture have to this time of year. So my listening friend, turkeys, mm-hmm. for starters, canned food, whatever you need at home, we need in super abundance here at Evangel Home. How are you for help? Can people volunteer to come give you a hand in the kitchen?
Oh, yes, always. We have our volunteer Joyce here.
Yeah.
I'm very grateful for the help. We have people from the Pink House coming to help. And every area is just, you know, how they help. And I get to know them and they get to know me. You know, they're learning and I'm learning about them. You know, it's really awesome that when we do have the help. And I appreciate the help very much. I mean, you don't even know. Sometimes it can get so busy and there's someone always willing to help. So the help is very needed and I appreciate the help. Yes.
I do want to say one word of non-help, though, because we do not serve hundreds of people on Thanksgiving, and I know that's a time where a lot of people want to come in and help. They want to make a meal and serve it. That's probably not going to be so helpful to us as bringing in the food before Thanksgiving, after Thanksgiving, because we will prepare a meal here for the women and some of their guests. And so,
It's not a community, you all come,
right.
Buffet
right.
table and all of that like other missions do, thankfully, for the community. Well, what's for lunch today?
We are having vegetable chicken quesadillas with a nice big salad and a drink.
Well, it turns out I've got no plans for lunch, and we're not that far away. All right. Thank you. I know you need to get back to work. Thanks for coming in and sharing.
Thank you.
So, my listening friend, you can help us in the kitchen by bringing canned foods, coffee and creamer, all paper products, especially toilet paper, turkeys, hams, pies, everything
toilet
you
paper
need.
And turkey. Just go out and
toilet paper and turkeys, just right in order. Call us if you didn't get that list and would like to help and are prepared to at 264-4714. Thanks, Cynthia.
Bye-bye.
We also have Joyce here, and Joyce coordinates all the volunteers. What a mission that is within a mission here at Evangel Home. And you were saying, Joyce, just before we opened the mic, that it's time for some interior makeover in the crisis home. We need some folks to come in and help do some stuff.
That's correct. And it's kind of simultaneously. I think our inside crisis homes have not had a good makeover in about 4 or 5 years. Well overdue. So I am really boosting that up. I know that November and December is going to be so busy around here with the doors ringing and ringing, mm-hmm. the phones ringing and ringing. So I am really looking forward to some weekend volunteers to help that house manager balance out.
Yeah.
And most of all, that inside interior pickup makeover.
Yeah, we're not talking about scrubbing sinks necessarily. We're talking about
six bedrooms, and they all need a sponsor.
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm. And how could a person help specifically? Construction skills? Or?
That would be nice. Nice groups that maybe get together with men and the women because we need some minor construction repair. The floors are in need of a good makeover, whether it be just to kind of buff them, scrub them out, and minor little repairs, paint on the walls. Right. Women doing that interior decorating like they know how.
Yeah.
You know, that would be nice. Make it nice for the ladies coming in. And we've held off for quite some time now.
So maybe a Bible study group gets together or a Sunday school class or a group of people, something like that, would commit to a 2-day interior makeover of a room. That's how that works best?
A single room. That works best.
Okay. And so they should give you a call at 264-4714.
I'll open up all the lines.
And ask Joyce for Joyce.
Ready.
But let me urge you, what a great holiday mission for a Bible study group. Let's talk about putting shoe leather to the Bible study.
Yeah.
We study God's Word. We absolutely do. But then we need to meet the needs of people and mission. So just a suggestion. Now, there are lots of volunteers that work here. Why don't you highlight some of those? And maybe there's an area of specific need right now where somebody is not able to continue and you got a hole in the schedule. Anything going like that?
Well, as I spoke earlier, the specific needs in terms of helping that single house manager for an 8-hour shift, we do need those phone coverage. We do need the door coverage. And I'm seeing just about the middle part of November right now through December. Okay, we need, you know, we could, that would help tremendously.
So answering phones, something
answering
as simple
phones,
as that.
As simple as that. Taking care of the donations at the door. I need a permanent, I would say, Tuesday volunteer that could be really consistent. Tuesday is one of our highlight days, as well as Wednesday, but I'm covered there.
Yeah.
The service projects coming up. Window washing is really needed now again.
Mm-hmm. Just practical stuff.
Yeah, and that would work. Practical, like you said. Whatever you need in your home, we need it. Triple.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, Joyce, my sweet sister. It's always a pleasure to chat with you. I know you've got scheduled stuff to go to today, too. And my listening friend, Joyce is the one to call at 264-4714, maybe your Bible study or maybe a family group comes. What a great way to teach your kids the importance of mission. To take a weekend and come make over a bedroom in the crisis shelter, Bible study, a home study group, a Sunday school class, and sponsor a room and come make a change. Yes, Jerry.
Joyce, I have a question. Anyone who's interested in sponsoring a room, I know immediately they would begin to think of cost, what kind of money, what would be needed. I would think for most of those rooms, you could do it for $200 or less, depending on what you wanted to do. Some folks want to bring in new bedspreads. That would be wonderful as long as they match. There's 3 beds for most rooms, 2 in some. But we're not talking a lot of expense, but we would ask them to be able to supply the paint or whatever they were bringing in. That would be part of the gift to us.
Okay, yeah, that's thank you.
That's correct. And the creativity really is what bring it together. Yeah, not that much more, but, you know, the being creative. Yeah. We'll put it all together. I wouldn't say any more than that. I do have a specific list of some minor things needed, and if they could meet that need in that certain room, and still that's not going to be a real big expense.
You know, Jim, when I walk down the hallway now and look in each room, when people say, what do you want, or what... We should take pictures of each room now, Joyce, because they're all entirely different.
Mm-hmm.
Here's our parameters, but they're entirely different. And I'm very surprised that some of the items that one group a couple of years ago put on the wall, they're like little bookshelf things with some pretty knickknacks. They're all still there. I really thought for sure somebody would take those, but they didn't. They're all still there.
Wow.
So that's really neat. It really is up to the people who take the room what they want to do with it.
Right. Joyce, thanks again.
You're so welcome.
It's always a pleasure to chat with you. We had a wonderful conversation in the kitchen before Jerry was available here, so she's more than excited about leaving the responsibility of electronic media. So bless your heart.
She likes talking in the kitchen much better than on the radio. Thank you, Joyce.
Yeah, the pressure's on. Jay, we got about a minute and a half. This is such a critical time for Evangel Home in terms of donations. Talk about where are we finding. Let's be honest with our listeners. Just give us some flat, practical, up-to-date information.
You know, to really, really be honest, I have to say I am concerned. It's really, really a struggle for us right now financially. And I think it is for many of our listeners. It is for many ministries. But in the newsletter that is going out this week, people will have it before Thanksgiving. Our board treasurer wrote a letter. He got up at 4:57, and he wrote a letter to our donors and didn't know what he was going to do with it, really. He just had to share what was on his heart. I put it in the newsletter. And Dave makes the point that we exist on December money much of the year because we never get enough money to make it each month without that savings from December. We're down to $40,000 in the savings account. We have spent 120 of it to make budgets for all of this year. We're at a point now in November, $40,000 in savings. Who knows what comes in? We assume and expect December is always a great giving month. But what if it isn't? What if we enter January, February, and still $40,000 in the bank and no carryover? That is a real come-to-Jesus time where our board has to sit and think and pray, what does God have in mind for our direction? Does Evangel Home exist the way it always does? Do we cut things back? Do we shut the door? What do we do? We are at that point. What do we do? And I don't say that lightly, obviously. I almost didn't say it at all, but it is a what do we do point.
There's no place to go from that. There you have it, my listening friend. And we'll be back next week, Lord willing. Thanks for joining us today on this edition of Heartline from Evangel Home of Fresno.
If you're on the internet, and just about everybody is these days, you can find the Evangel Home of Fresno online at evangelhome.org, by phone in the 559 area code 264-4714. God bless you. Thanks for tuning in this week's edition of Heartline, the radio voice of the Evangel Home in Fresno.